Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People will come and try to make you their source. You got people do it with the church. You got to help us. You got to pay our bills. Said who? Well, you're the church. Yeah, not God. Your family will come. You're my daddy. You have to give me the money. His name ain't Jehovah Jireh. You're my brother. You're my sister. You have to give us the money. Don't let anybody ever make you their source. Don't you let them do it. People will try to condemn you. But go, oh, I thought you was a believer and I come to you for help and you won't help me. No, you're trying to make me the Lord and I'm not. Absolutely not. No, sir, no, ma'am. You need to look to the Lord just like I do. Need to believe God just like I do. He's the source. He's the healer. He's the provider. People will come sometimes and grab you because God's not real to them. And they'll grab you. If you don't do this, I'm not going to make it. You have to fix my situation. Don't let them do it. Amen. Do not let them do it. Say, no, 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 no. I'll do whatever the Lord tells me to do. But I'm not your healer. I'm not your source. You better get your eyes off of me and on Him. Even if you could do something for Him, how quickly can it get beyond what you can do? And if they don't know how to look to Him, they're in a mess. Yes. So it took me a little adjustment. But eventually I did. Sure, I love the folks. Sure, I care whether they live or die, go to hell or heaven. Sure, I do. But it's not all up to me. So I pray. I study. I do what I know to do. And I'd come in and I'd give the folks everything I had. Pray with them with all the faith I had. I'd preach to them with all I knew. And then I learned to leave there and cast the care over on the Lord and get on my motor scooter and blow some leaves off the road and have some fun. Did you hear me? And enjoy my salvation. Because it's not going to help anybody for me to be depressed over their situation. Are you with me or not? What is our involvement in our pursuit? Edify. Edify. Keep reading here. He that prophesies speaks unto men to edification, exhortation, or encouragement, one translation says, and comfort. Everybody say, building up, encouraging, comforting. You can tell it's the Holy Spirit when you see these elements in it. He goes on to say, he that speaks in a tongue edifies himself, builds up himself. But he that prophesies edifies or builds up the church. Now, these guys spoke in tongues a lot with no interpretation. Got to remember how this thing started off. How did it start off on the day of Pentecost? Speaking in tongues. And so they're all talking in tongues. But they're just jumping up, blurting out tongues in the middle of the service. Interrupting each other, interrupting the preachers, because they felt the anointing and jumped up and spoke in tongues. And he's given us some instruction. And it covers a lot of ground for us. What is he telling them? He says, when you're talking in tongues, you are being edified. Yes. But when you're among other people, you don't need to just be thinking about your blessing. That's right. You need to be thinking that everything I do is going to do what? Edify. People that are around me. You know, you have to wonder about folks that get so excited in the spirit that they start flailing their arms and take four or five people out around them. Well, they're not edifying the folks that are around them in their spiritual experience. People get excited and play their tambourine in their neighbor's ear to where they can't hear for the rest of the day. People are getting so blessed, but they're intruding on people that are around them and infringing on them. Well, that's an indication that it's not really the Holy Spirit. Did you hear me? Yes. It can just be their spirit excited. When something is really a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, What's going to happen? Building up.
Encouraging.
Comforting. This whole chapter deals with that, doesn't it? He said, I would, verse 5, that you all spoke with tongues. But rather that you prophesied, greater is he that prophesies than he that speaks in tongues, except he interpret. Why? He's talking about things that happen in a church service. Why? That the church may receive edify. Anybody keeping account? Huh? Where are we now? I hear 6 and 7. He said, lest I come speaking by revelation, something knowledge and prophesying and doctrine that's going to benefit you, edify you. Basically, he's saying, what's the value of it? What's the benefit of it? He said in verse 12, even so ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may what? This is smack dab in the middle of the New Testament. Speaking to the church. It's being said and re-said and re-said. Are we to seek that we what? Excel to the what? Edifying, building up, strengthening, encouraging, comforting of the church. You know, when we first started, the Lord dealt with me. I want you to excel in hospitality. And I'm going to bring people through. I'm going to bring ministers through. And they're going to be weary. And they're going to get refreshed and renewed while they're here. Well, that's what this is, right? That's yes, that is excelling at edifying. Yes. Amen. I want you, friend, to get it in your spirit this morning that you are a builder up of the brethren. And you are going to believe God and you're going to practice till you get good at it. Are you awake? Are you with me? You get good at it. Somebody shows up around you having a bad day, they're in for a surprise. Because you are an artist at turning it around and showing them how to see it. And in 5 minutes flat, making them feel better than they felt in 3 days. Come on now, are you with me? And not just a bunch of vain flattery and junk. Solid word and faith. Yes. Said out loud, I am an edifier of the brethren. I excel at the building up of the brethren. I'm good at it. Now you don't get good at anything unless you do it and do it. And do it. Most people are not doing it. What are they doing? They're telling people their problems. Aren't they? Or if they don't have any pressing problems of their own, they tell them something else bad they heard from somebody. Did you hear? And people go, oh, man, that's bad. And people think that is being a conscientious Christian.
No.
To talk about trouble and bad stuff and look at each other and go, we need to pray. Of course, never do. But we need to pray. Lord, what's this world coming to? People think that's being a good Christian. Listen to me. It's real simple. Real simple. If they walked away from you, lower than when they came, you did a lousy job.
Amen.
You talk stuff you shouldn't have brought up.
That's right.
I don't care if it's true.
That's right.
Doesn't mean you're supposed to talk about it.
Yeah.
Is it going to bless them?
No.
Are they going to be edified? You got to ask yourself this question before you start telling the story. Before you start telling them, before you start talking about it, ask, have some wisdom. Look ahead. When we get through the conversation and they walk away, where are they going to be? More upset or encouraged? Distressed or comforted? Weaker or stronger? He said, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. Get a hold of that verse and hold it close to your bosom all day and night. Seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. Somebody say edify.
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 Edify. Skip down to verse 26. There's a lot more of that here, but for time's sake. He said, how is it, brethren, when you come together, everybody's got a psalm, you got a doctrine, a teaching, you got a tongue, you got a revelation, you got an interpretation. That's all fine. That's good. But what? Let all things, let everything you do, I mean from announcements, to the altar call, everything in between, everything that happens in the parking lot, everything that happens in the children and the youth should be what? Let all of it. Let all things be done unto edifying. Edifying. When I first went to work with Brother Hagin's ministry, Kenneth Hagin, who's in heaven now, they put me in the prayer and healing part, and I was on the phones. I mean, I'm really green. And people would call up. And then sometimes people would come by and I'm going to talk to them and pray with them about their problems. Well, we didn't have a perfect family, but a pretty good family. I mean, my mom and dad loved each other and stayed together and loved us kids. And we weren't rich, but we didn't go hungry. And we lived in the country and I played and had fun. And we didn't see some of the crazy junk that's in the world. Thank God.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there. I'm just... How would I have been? Yeah, I was 19. I'm 19. And a year or two before this, I'm going to be a fighter. So that's where I'm at. And people will tell me their stories and what's wrong in their life, and they start crying, and they're low as can be. And I'm sitting there listening, and they said, they look at me and go, Brother Keith, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I reach to get the Kleenex box and pull one and hand them, and I'm thinking, I don't know what you're going to do either. You're messed up. I didn't know you could be that messed up. Now, I didn't say it, but I'm thinking it. And I'd reach and get them a Kleenex, and I'd get one for me too. And they're crying, and I'm going, oh, they're going, my God, Brother Keith. I'm going, yeah, I know. I don't know if God could help you on this. We're crying. They cry, and I'm crying with them. But now what do we do after that? Huh? What good does that do? For them to say it's awful, and I go, yeah, it's awful. Terrible. It's worse than that. I think it's really bad, but I never heard of anything any worse. Then you and I are in agreement that it's horrible and can't be fixed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.